With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The Washington State Supreme Court issued a ruling that's disappointing to the state's dairy industry and should be for all agriculture as well, effectively striking down the state's exemption from paying farm workers time and a half for overtime. Dan Wood is the executive director of the Washington State Dairy Federation. He called it a very disturbing decision.
Well, the legislature passed about 60 years ago a law that said you just pay straight hourly rate for agricultural workers, not the time and a half beyond 40 hours that applies to other work sectors. And Supreme Court, 60 years later, ruled that it was unconstitutional.
And Wood says it's a ruling that hurts all dairies, large and small, costing them as much as $1 million a year.
And so their options are to eliminate jobs, to cut people back to 40 hours instead of, say, a 55-hour week that people are working in order to earn more money, to reduce their hourly rate, or just close the business, or put in robotics, you know, robotic milkers, robotic feed movers, etc., or even move out of state.
There's more worry because this is a case that could set precedents for other states as well. Wood also adds that the only option left for agriculture is to motion for reconsideration, which they may do. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.